Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
Roy, g'day with the Traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie,
coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin,
coach of Calvinator.
Welcome to AFL Fantasy Live, where you hear the teams drop first.
We have them coming through, hopefully.
Yes. And you see the reactions live.
Yes, it's all happening this week. It is our last normal round before the bye round starts. So we get a full quota of 9 games.
Yep.
It'll be nice to have that we have 3 weeks.
I also think
absolute shellacking.
We have a Monday game coming up.
We do.
As well. Just to throw in there.
And then there's a run of 5 Thursday games as well, which is going to make...
It's all happening.
Everyone guessing.
Going to make AFL Fantasy Live quite interesting all the time, I guess.
Not because it's not every time already, dog.
Because they will be leading into those. So, lads, there's a fair bit going on. So let's get into the news of the week.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
Well, the first bit of news is my voice.
Yes, dog, welcome back.
Sort of.
It's probably back to, what would we call it, about 60%, I reckon. That's what we're calling it. Anyway, no one cares about that because we are looking at
the
teams for this week, and we've found out that the round 11 teams will be named shortly, and we know that there are 21 changes to Friday and Saturday teams. So that's a lot less than we've had in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, boys.
Feel pretty
However,
calm.
On the other side of that, we've got 9 confirmed outs for the 3 Sunday games.
Oh, yeah.
We don't often have
a bit, isn't
confirmed
it?
Outs.
No, we don't.
Obviously,
we at least have the hope.
The extended benches.
The extended benches until late Friday afternoon where we...
Hopefully we're not hit like last week with all those defender rooks. I think we'll be throwing a few this week.
Well, Sunday games, there's quite a few interesting ones there. So that will be, a big thing for us to look at, especially if there are the confirmed outs. It could be some good news as well for some people, like Sam Murray could be in because of that. He's on a Sunday, and then we might even
Wouldn't
see some...
Breath.
But Buck sounded a little bit more promising today.
Yeah, he did.
Today.
He sounded better today.
Yeah, he said he's in the mix.
All right, up on the right side of the bed.
So let's start with Bucks then. So he did say with Sam Murray, he's in the mix. Didn't say that he would be in or anything like that, but of course that is a Sunday game. As we've heard, they have announced, though, that Brody Mychek will play. He's a defender, 170 grand, actually. He's from Tassie originally.
Well, that doesn't help, Murray.
No, but he's been playing forward. That's the thing. So he scored 86 last week, kicked 2 goals. He played in the JLT in the preseason.
Yeah,
I remember.
And he scored a 48 and then scored an 18.
Yeah.
So
he was on fire that day.
But he was playing down back, so he is now up forward.
So hang on. He's from Tassie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did say that.
Did you? Sorry, I zone out for every now and again.
You do. I think you've spent a lot of time. It must have been over in the VFL for quite a while. I don't think he's been...
followed his career for years, Don.
You would have done. He's probably not someone we're picking, though. Now, the other one, which is a Sunday game as well, Paul Ahern hasn't been confirmed as a debut, but in the mix, Brad Scott has said. So he'll probably be in the squad tonight like he has been.
Yeah.
Like he's been in the 20, well, what is it, 6 now because with the emergency.
I saw a tweet you said... today, don't often pay attention to them.
Well, you should.
No, well, that's the thing. I thought this one made a lot of sense. He's someone who would deserve way more of a lead-up, like
a video.
An early name.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, mate. You're making your debut. Yeah, that's
right. A bit of a
I'm giving you a rap, mate.
Good.
You've got to learn how to take a compliment, dog.
Yeah, I do, because half the time it's all offensive stuff.
No, it's not.
More than half.
Yeah, well,
it's way more than half.
Anyway, what's important about that, we would know at 5 p.m. on Friday for the Sunday teams being...
And we could tune into the late mail.
Tune in to the late mail.
Riveting.
It'll be a great one this week.
Self-promotion,
isn't it? Just get ready for it. Now, Carlton, Jack Silvani, he'll return after some time in the VFL. He had 22 touches last week, 7 tackles, 6 marks. Injected into the midfield, they've said.
Too much talk about this, because on the news tonight, talking about murders and all this stuff, star returns for Carlton. And I'm looking at it thinking, which one?
Is Dad going to play?
Which one? Oh, and it's got Jack Silvani walking through the airport. I'm thinking, is that it? Really?
player returns for Carlton.
All right. Next, where are we looking at here?
Giants, dog.
The Giants. Now, Josh Kelly, keep watching him a little bit. We'll probably want him in our sides. They're still managing his training loads after he had his 6 weeks out. So that's what Leon Cameron said today. Now, didn't say anything about Tim Taranto.
I've done some digging. No, right. He didn't, but no. I've dug through the week.
Oh, you've dug.
Yeah, so as you flagged, precautionary.
Yep.
It definitely was precautionary. Right. There's no follow-up symptoms, or so they've said, so he should be fine.
No news is good news.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've actually said he should be fine.
Okay. Mm. All right, let's play on then. Adelaide, Paul Seedsman, he trained with the main group.
Yep.
And he is set to play on Sunday.
He owes his coaches a bit.
He does.
He would be fuming with the Seed.
They would be.
Got a few donuts for the boys, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. Ideal. So that is what we've got there for the main news. The teams will be coming through very soon as we see them. All right, boys, just a quick one we'll get into is the most traded for this week. Now, at the top of the list is, of course, T. Rockcliffe. Is he still there for you boys coming in this
Without
week?
Without a doubt he is.
Yes.
Easiest trade of the year. It just ticks all boxes, especially the timing and the buys coming up, the low break even, the world record holder.
Can I say something slightly off-centre slash controversial?
Yeah. Right.
This is from Selby, right? Remember this. Sometimes being looking for a player of difference or a pod is going against the grain when everyone's going in the one direction.
Yep, correct.
Is it a decent play just for this week to go, well, I'm not going to copy everybody else here. I'm going to wait a week and see.
You can bet against players, but you don't bet against world record
holders. I know, and I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm just saying there would be some people out there who are just going, well, with everybody doing it, I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to see how I come out of that.
So you're obviously quoting the question of a genius, because he's a winner.
Yes.
I'll answer your question with a question. Do you think Selby will have Rocky after lockout?
I would believe so.
Yes, correct. There's your answer.
Well, we should actually find out if he is
doing it. Of course he does.
He would do it. It's just obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious without the buy being a factor.
Oh, exactly. You know? What, just playing break-even form?
Yep.
Oh, DPP?
Yeah.
This is actually, it ticks every possible box.
Yes, it does.
Now, the only one you could say durability is questionable for Rocky these days.
Yep.
That's probably the 15th box, and it's the only one that you can't check.
That's correct. So, last time we played in Tassie.
Yep.
He played Hawthorn on both occasions.
Yeah, I remember his last
scores
one.
Scores of 130, 159.
And that 130, that was going to be 150, but he hurt the wing.
The wing got injured in that.
So that's very interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, the other trades in that we've got at the moment, Tim Smith, number 2, Logan Austin, 3.
Oh,
are those the two rookie guys to be looking at, or do you still reach for, well, you're only paying $3,000 for Bailey Rice. So if you're looking in defence, it's Bailey Rice over Logan Austin.
It is for me.
It is for me as well.
The dude played 13 games for an average of 30.
Yeah.
This just has to be a lucky game.
Do not get Logan Rice.
Logan Rice.
What's his name? We've
combined them.
Logan Austin.
Which one do we get?
Do not get old mate Logan.
No,
he will score you a dirty 30. Or so one of those at some point.
Tim Smith, we talked about this on the Monday night podcast. At 277K, would you still do that?
I would, yeah.
Yes,
I'm 100%. Convinced he's the real deal. He's pumped out a ton.
Yeah.
And that was backing up from his high 80.
Yep. He can play the kid.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. That's what we're looking at with those ins. Angus Brayshaw, though, he's at number 4. He's not getting any cheaper. He's got a super low break, and I think 23 from memory. So after that 166, of course, it's going to be low. But under 600K,
yeah.
Wowee.
And he's cheap. Currently a top 6. He's in the rolling 22, top 6 defender.
Yeah, well, he must be good then.
He must be good. His buy is the only issue because it's that middle one where a lot of us are loaded. That's his only negative.
All right, we're probably 10 minutes away from the teams. Calvin, a lot of people are asking about the captains this week. Brody Grundy at number 1.
Clearly.
Which is fair enough because
fair
there's
enough.
No Sandy. There's a bit of news. I didn't add that in the news, but he's definitely not playing this week. So,
okay.
Which so, will be interesting to see what they go with. It's probably Apness. But
gosh.
But I know.
It's going to be all day for Grundy.
So Grundy's gone over 110 9 weeks straight.
Yep.
Okay? He's doing it again this week, even if it was Sandy. And on top of that, he's going against whoever his name is.
Oh,
he's just
going to
monster it.
So what are you thinking? 150?
Oh, yeah, I'll go 140 with a plus next to it.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Unbelievable. And, of course, then the debate comes between McRae and Mitchell.
Yep.
Big debate if you've got both. If you've only got one, you just go with that. That's simple.
Yep.
For those guys out there who do have both, Mitchell, see what Port Adelaide said this week?
Yeah.
They will put some attention into him.
Mm.
Now, what are you going to say if you get asked about Tom Mitchell?
Well, you have to say you've got plans in place.
You're not going
to
go.
So you're not just going to watch him get 50 touches.
So what are you going to do about Tom Mitchell? Oh, nothing. We're going to let him run free. He can do what he wants. No, you've got to say something about it. Yeah, put some
attention. It's hard to know how much to read into it, because if it is Ebert sacrificing his game, playing full 100% lockdown mode, that's not good.
That's trouble.
It is trouble.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be the case. His record in Tassie is amazing. Lowest score of 118 in his last five, at an average of 133. Been here already this year for a 147.
That's phenomenal, isn't
amazing.
It? Amazing. So you should do it with confidence regardless.
You should, but McRae at the same time, Melbourne is my only deterrent there. He's under the roof. His record there is just as good as Mitchell's down here in Tassie. And, of course, McRae had 113 last week, but he had 72 at the half.
Yeah.
So he's only had one bad half of footy, basically, in the last six weeks. Yeah,
exactly right.
So his numbers are amazing. It's just that he plays Melbourne, and they
are restrictive, aren't
they? Are harder than Port for points scored, 100 scored, and 120 plus points scored.
There you go.
So Mitchell, just ahead on a toss of a coin.
Mm.
Just something off Twitter here, just seen some team news. A couple of injury surprises at Collingwood, says Steve-O.
Ooh.
Ben Reed is out. Jeremy Howe as well. I'm going to blame you on that, Roy, because you got a few people brought him in off the back
of
injury.
That's the Dragons team, mate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
God, you've butchered that this year.
Well, I hear an anger.
You have butchered that.
I try to sabotage, it's not our own team.
I heard you talking about it, but I flicked through the team on Friday. I was like, I can afford him.
That's bad. That's might be why he scored so bad last week.
Yeah, it has to
now,
be.
Murray's back in.
There's Murray.
There you go. People are very happy with that, I'm sure.
I reckon.
The other one that we have seen, Essendon tweeted a little bit of a gif.
I know what that is.
They like doing this.
They black screen, and a guy walks in, looks at the camera, and then walks off. Michael Hurley is back, so he'll be back.
Is that what that means?
This week.
Was it Michael Hurley walking in?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I haven't seen it. Right.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Sounds really cool.
Well done,
Essendon. The Bombers are probably
I'll tell you what,
on
they're
top
up
of the game.
About. Well done, Essendon.
And they should be. They're probably That's one of the best teams in digital.
Is it supposed to be funny or informative?
I'm not sure.
It's informative.
Is it?
Because he walked in and said, guess who's back? He walks across the screen, looks, and then walks off.
Did they get him to set that up before the year?
They
or
would
was
have
it
done
something
it
they
a
said,
long time ago.
Hey, Hurls, we've got something funny for you to do. Come and do this. And
he's like Eminem, he could have been like, Hurley's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's way funnier than what they do.
Well, Roy, you should probably apply for the next job.
you should get it.
So Jeremy Howe is that big out there so far with the news that we know. Let's look at some questions here. Now, let's start with Nick Ward's. Wait a week for Rocky, he's asking, and bring in Brayshaw instead because, well, his break-even is lower.
Yeah, they're both... they're both equal in terms of what a bargain they are. On any other week where one hadn't completed his buy, I would say, go for that if that's your preferred option. But you got to go with a guy that's playing for the next month without missing, hopefully.
Question, though, what do you think Brayshaw can average? Let's put that 166 away.
Mm.
What can he average from here on in?
95.
Yep, that gets him top six.
And that's, now, Nathan, Nathan's just saying, seriously, how? But Jack Myers, Rocky or Bailey Rice in if you've got that choice?
Yeah, Rocky.
Same sort of thing?
Rocky.
It's just that buy, now that he's had it, it's a no-brainer.
And it's not like Bailey Rice is pumping out must-have numbers.
No,
he'll be great. I think he's a great option. But Rocky, it's going to be top six forward.
You don't get a beanie about you.
And look at the price of the pig. It's unbelievable.
Cheap ham.
Who would you bring in out of Treloar or Gaff?
That's a good one.
It's a great one, but I straight up just go Treloar every time.
Yeah, without thinking.
But Gaff's, credit where credit's due. But, yeah, I'm still just Treloar.
That could be a bit
reason.
Of a buy around worry for you because Treloar is on that round 13 where a lot of people are very heavy.
Yep.
Round 12 buy is where we have Gaff because West Coast are
there. I've got a psychological thing about that as well, though, now. Like, 2 weeks ago, I was fine with it. Even last week, I was fine with it. But paying top dollar for someone who is missing next week,
it just
sits a bit funny now. But, hey, if that fixes your buy structure, you'd have to tick it off, I guess.
Gas form has been pretty amazing.
Hey, he's good.
115 in his last five.
Very good.
Very good.
Trelaw hasn't exactly been struggling either, so no. I see the problem.
He'll get Banfield this week from Freo, so that's
will he?
Yeah, you think so. Who else gets it?
Oh, they've got a couple of well-known mids running around. Pendles, Sidey.
Yeah. He'd be at the top of the list, though, you think?
Yep.
Or at least second.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Maybe third.
All right, West Coast have made two changes ahead of their game. Luke Shuey has come in to the starting 22 to replace Chris Marston, and Jackson Nelson has been recalled in lieu of Dom Sheed, who's been omitted.
Yeah.
Dom Sheed.
What about a breakout year from Sheedy last year?
Yeah.
He's gone a bit caught, hasn't he?
Yeah, One change for the Bombers. So that's kind of bad news. We've got Hurley in and Ambrose out, which we heard earlier in the week as well.
But Ridley holds there for those.
So Ridley holds. We also heard that should have been some more news as well.
That's all right.
About Kobe Much. Sounds like he's got some ongoing concussion issues.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me.
Niggling headaches.
Poor kid. Poor bench for me.
Clark is on the emergency list for the Bombers.
He might sneak in for a game in the byes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Andy.
Okay, Cal, you do have your captains. You were talking about them just before.
I was.
Damon Grover asked on Twitter, is Fife an option for captain?
Fife comes into number nine on the list. Yep. So he's an option. He's deep. He is deep. So, of course, against Collingwood, big tick there. I think the other guys ahead of him are better. So he only had, he had 99 last week. I think that was with a bit of a tag, though. So he had 128 last week, 99 last year against Collingwood. I don't think so. I think we've got better options than him.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, he might not have all of those options. So I think it's a great one. So he had the best tagger in the game on him last week for that 128.
Yep.
Didn't blink.
No, he doesn't blink.
So, and last year his score of 99, Fifey wasn't Fifey.
No, he wasn't.
He's Fife this year. So, if you're looking for a pod, mate, I'm no captain specialist.
Oh, I'm recommending him. I'm saying yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're in the top 10, I say yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Right, now the Pies, they've made three changes. Hang on. What are they saying?
They've got a Sunday game.
They've got the Sunday game. So, basically what they've got at the moment, the outs, Jeremy Howe, Ben Reid, Travis Farco, all injured there. The ins, so Blair, Crocker, Maynard, Mychek, as we know, Oxley, Wells, and Murray is into that squad.
Yeah, right.
He is named on the bench.
Yeah, so Buckley said he was in the mix, and that's exactly what you'd expect.
Buckley's chance, right?
Yeah, well done. It's a little bit better than that, isn't it?
It is.
Now,
well, he's in there.
With those guys out, he has to be a chance.
Big time, especially, those defenders, of course.
Another big one here that I'm seeing through, Paul Seedsman is definitely in.
Yep.
Or he's into the squad. I'm sure that he'll be people might have in to the side.
Reverse those rage trades, Roy.
Yeah.
Angry people out there.
So he's been named on the wing, so he's in. They've also brought into their squad there Otten, O'Brien and Murphy.
Murphy, Roy.
Murphy.
Just to hear his name, though, must be reassuring.
No.
You've traded him, haven't you?
Yeah.
He
played 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
Got dropped and was emergency last week. It's just what he does.
So we'll never speak of him again, will we?
No, I hope not.
quick question here off Twitter. Tim Shepherd wants to know if his Taranto to Rocky and Kelly to Danger is a good move.
That's a brag trade.
Yeah, I like it.
Of course it's a good move, mate. Enjoy it. It's well done.
Yeah. Great trading.
Would you try to trade a rookie and get someone else rather than going the Taranto out move, Roy?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, I would. Now,
that's sort of where I'm at as well.
Yeah, okay. And I'm there as well.
Yep.
So with Taranto, I'm thinking he's in a very similar position to a fattened cow.
Yeah.
They're both dropping in price. So you might as well. No, you've been doing a bit. So you're dropping in price as well. So he's going to drop, but so are your fattened cows. You might as well hold the one that has 100 potential. And I've got some stats on him later, which might convince you he's worth a shot over the rookies.
Some more news coming through is Jared Lyons has been omitted.
Well,
that's a big one.
It's huge.
Because the Suns can afford to do that.
A lot of people actually chased him.
Barlow. And
Well,
come on, see Michael. If
that's happening. With that, surely, yeah, wow.
Darren Lyons is averaging 98.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that Stewie Jew looked at that and
well,
said,
he bloody should have
expected it to be over 100, mate. Yeah.
If he's obviously if doing got something. Got a player touching the ball,
especially
enough to get
in
that.
Draft, that's the big
up
thing.
Up against Geelong. Okay, mate. Let's just drop your wow. best player.
Tanking
here.
At all its right. best.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
All right, let's go through the list of teams, because they have all officially dropped now, and we'll be able to get through them.
Come on, guys.
And know exactly what's
we
happening.
We can do this.
Come on. Friday night, Sydney and Carlton, SCG, 7:50pm. Gary Rowan and Nick Newman is finally back into the
Newman.
Side.
Newman, fine.
McCartan and Pap. McCartan's out. Papley's been managed for Carlton. Harry McKay has been dropped. And Silvani is in. All right, Saturday games. Let's start with the Bulldogs and Melbourne at Etihad. The first game there. And we've got Honeychurch and Morris back in.
Oh,
Morris
good on
did
him.
An ACL. But he played the AFL last week.
Yeah, no. It was a pretty serious injury, but he's gutsy, that bloke.
So, yeah, he's defying the odds.
284, Doc.
Is he really? You wouldn't touch him, though.
I'm just saying.
Cordy out with concussion, Bailey Dale out with a foot. Melbourne, no changes after their big win over your Crows, Cowan up in the Alice.
No,
Hawthorn and Port Adelaide at UTAS Stadium, 2:10pm. This is at Pig Park.
Pig.
Wow.
Hawthorn, Tim O'Brien and also Howe come into the side. Mitchell Lewis is out and Dave Mirra is out as well.
So he's
been handy for
that little backline carnage.
In and out, in and out.
Now, Port Adelaide haven't made any changes since their trip to China, so they are in good nick at the moment. Gold Coast and Geelong at Metricon Stadium, their first game there. It's taken until round 11 for them to play a real hard game. Now, they've made quite a few changes. So we've got here Joyce, Martin, Lynch, Day, and Will Brody. Can you check to see how much Will Brody's worth?
Because they were talking about him a lot, weren't they?
Yeah. In the preseason.
Yeah, two deer dog. 356 mid.
Disappointing.
Yeah. 356.
It's too much.
The outs there, Lions, as we mentioned before, has been dropped. Shear, Rosa, Leslie, and Crosley, who a few people might be rocking on their
got
benches
Shear,
in the
right?
ruck.
Oh, you do have Shear.
Yeah. In our Traders team as well. You probably are.
Probably in there too, Doc.
For Geelong, Buzzer comes back in as well as Fogarty and McCarthy. And the outs. Radagalia is out with that broken leg. Gregson and Cramery.
Right, so far so good.
It's okay.
Now for Essendon, we mentioned those before, but Hurley's in for Ambrose, who's done a calf. For Richmond, Grimes comes in and Hooley is out with that groin. So that means that Riewoldt is playing.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
They sell the news, Doc.
Yep.
He's playing.
Good.
All right.
Oh, everything means that it's right if they said it on the news,
Calvin. That's correct.
West Coast and St Kilda over at Optus Stadium. And Luke Shuey and Nelson are the ins. Marston and Sheed, who has been dropped, are the outs. For St Kilda, Marshall and Weller come into the side. That's Mav Weller. And the outs there, Carlisle, who was suspended for those 2 weeks, and Dunstan with a shoulder.
You know what's massive news there? No Caulfield.
No Caulfield, yes. That is a big one.
Wow.
I'm glad I traded that one. Did you trade him?
No.
It's not all about you, though. Keep going.
Well, this the redemption week for the Warn Dogs here. I'm going to be
bloody
back.
Hate it.
North Melbourne and Brisbane at Etihad Stadium, the first Sunday game. Into the squad, Paula Hearn, Murphy, Dorr, Rovat, and Zerha. So Ahern, the 170k mid forward, into the squad as we probably expected.
Mm.
Ryan Clark's been dropped because it doesn't have anything next to his name. That's a big one.
Yeah, right.
Especially draft.
He was your boy preseason.
Yeah, he was, and I do have him in draft. Brisbane, Keys, Bell, Walker, Mays, and Lester are into the squad with Matty Eagles, the recruit, out with an abdominal injury.
Yeah, he's done well, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah, he's
probably
held
like
his spot.
Earns his spot back when he's
without a doubt
when he's ready. Collingwood and Freo. So Collingwood, we did talk about those before. So quickly, might check in for his debut, 170k defender. Maynard, Wells, Blair, Crocker, Murray, and Oxley are into the squad. Howe is out with bone bruising. They're calling it Reed with a leg. And Varco hamstring. For Freo, Duman, Apness, Jones, Gyro into the squad. So Jones is the other ruckman, isn't he? Scott Jones, his name is. And Crowden comes into the squad, as well as Kirsten and Sheridan. Now, the outs there, concussion for Sandy, Pierce has been dropped, and Stephen Hill is out with a calf. Mm. So, interesting to see what they roll with on this one. Scott Jones,
yes, Basil Price, he ruck. He 170 ruck.
Yep. And, of course, Gyro is a midfielder, 170K. We won't know those until 5 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Late mail time. And then the last game of the round is Adelaide and GWS at Adelaide Oval. And Seedsman, Otten, O'Brien and Murphy coming to the squad for the Crows. For GWS, Timmy Moore's out injured. The ins for them, I can't see your mate's name, Calvin, sorry.
Old Chippers.
Yeah. They've got Sam Taylor. He's from the Swan Districts.
Right. Sammy T.
About him.
Yep. A 216 defender.
Okay. Could
have an inflated price there, Doc.
Yeah, you might have to look at some of his NEFL stats. Now, Reed's back in. Dawson Simpson's back into the squad, as well as Phil Davis. And Brent Daniels is another one. So, Brent Daniels comes from the Bendigo under-18s. And
218 forward mid.
Wow, right. Interesting.
There you go.
Flexibility okay. there.
So, they are the teams, lads. We've probably come away all right. The big ones out of that then would be Caulfield not being back.
Mm.
Sam Murray might be back and yep. probably likely to be back if that's how. Yes. Who else is out
well,
for them?
Well, there's one. Maynard obviously walks
yeah.
ahead of him.
Yep.
But there's another spot there, you would think.
Yeah, Varco. Has he been playing off the halfback?
No, what worries me there with Varco going is Daniel Wells coming straight
yep.
back in.
Yep.
So you're looking at...
So he's a chance.
Yeah, Reed has been playing forward. Is there anyone there who would be a straight...
Well, that's what Mychek's probably coming
in
for.
Oh, he is too.
So he's definitely
right.
in.
Right. So I'm calling it now. Sam Murray, first emergency Ooh. With Maynard and Wells in.
All right.
Agree.
That's what we've right. got. Mm. All right, boys. Let's take a couple of questions from... Twitter.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Thank you to people tuning in live on the Facebook stream. Apologies there, it crashed before. Bad internets. Anyway, we'll be right. A couple of comments coming from there is that Aptness has been named as the follower, and so Jones probably isn't in there for
yep.
Frio, so that's what we've got. Now... Let's get into some of the questions that we have been seeing float through. Let's start with the Facebook. Caulfield to Rice, tick that one off now.
Yep.
Yep.
And then Waterman to Rocky. That's a nice move
yeah.
there for Nicholas.
Beautiful. Well done.
Sounding much better. Yeah, I don't know if I am. I don't know if I'm going to be getting
me.
Through.
It's not good, but
well,
it's better than it was.
Better than what it was.
Way better than what it was.
All right.
I preferred you before, but...
Now, what has happened to Dunstan? Luke Dunstan.
I think he got injured. He got injured.
But this year, hasn't he been pretty average?
No,
he's been excellent.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he got injured last week. He's before his injury, Dog. So overall, he's averaging 91.
Oh, okay.
So,
but he's in mid-only, though.
He's a mid-only. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Who would
30
you...
last week. Cut him some slack.
Okay, Jake wants to know, who would you be getting in? And it's very early days, and it's probably going to be whoever's selected, but he's wanting to know, Gyro or Ahern on the pine?
Yeah, it's a great question. Gyro excites me more. He's scoring
yep.
potential.
Yep.
He hasn't got DPP, though, does he? He's yep. just straight mid.
He's straight mid.
So if you wanted to factor that in. However, I think Frio... are in rebuild mode.
Agree.
So I think if he gets in, his job security would be better than Ahern, who would be fighting for his spot each week.
Yes. Tory Price wants to know, hold how?
Do we know what he's done?
Well, what did they name it as?
Yeah.
It was a bruised something. Bruised.
Well, bruises.
Bone bruising.
Yeah, that could be a couple
buddy.
Of weeks, can't it?
Think about Buddy. He was a little while.
His heel bone.
Yep. That was bruised. I'd probably trade him. I think the thing that I would do that for is because they've got that round 13 bye, and I don't know if it's just me or the teams that I've been seeing, but people are heavy there.
Mine's heavy there. But, yeah, a lot of the teams I've seen are heavy there too, actually.
But Howe misses this week, and you can miss the next week, and then he has the bye.
Duel.
So that yeah. could be when he comes That's, back.
And that would be round four smart down. Management to do that.
Yeah,
it?
So I would say...
makes it hard to who to get, though, because there isn't really a defender unless you went the Darcy Byrne-Jones. How are you feeling about that, Roy?
Oh, well, not good. I was just, as you flagged him with me, I thought I should flag it with the people that his numbers justify selection this week.
Mm, right.
Gosh, it fears me that he could have an absolute stinker down here, though.
Yeah.
Like, they might not travel very well down here this week.
Liam wants to know, it's a bit of a rookie change or a primo change here, and it's Langdon to Smith or Dusty to Rocky?
Langdon to Smith?
Better go Langdon to Smith.
Yes.
Because Dusty...
Langdon's playing, isn't he, though, at the moment? Yeah.
Yep. Well, call 30.
You're gonna get a better score and more cash generation out of having Smith.
Yeah.
You will. But Dusty's averaged 68 in his last three.
He's been pretty average.
68 in his last three.
Gosh, that makes me
That's worse
change.
Than Billings.
Yeah.
Way worse than Billings. Actually,
rid of him.
Dusty would be averaging less than Billings for the season. I'll just quickly check that, but I reckon I'm not far off.
Oh, no. He couldn't be that bad. No one is that bad.
Dusty, 88.5.
Oh, Billings has got to 80 over that once this year.
No, you're correct. It's a fair way off.
All right. Max wants to know, does he kick Kelly or Taranto this week?
Right, this question be Kelly. Is everywhere.
Right.
Can we just nip it and then not talk about it again?
Okay, so it's
But there's a 100 grand difference, though.
Yes. Massive difference.
So what you can do with that 100 grand, it might affect people's trades.
Let's answer it.
Okay, you answer it. Go.
I'm saying
you're sick of the question.
You keep the better player. The better player is Taranto. Kelly is scoring 60s. He does not have the ability in him at the moment to score 90 or 100. Taranto does.
Yeah.
I say you keep the better player, move the rookie on.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously the role at the moment of Taranto is different, but it's only one injury away from being 100 again. There's nothing that can make Tim Kelly average 100. Now, listen to this. The Crows concede the most tackles of any club. Okay, concede the most tackles of any club. Taranto is the number one tackler for GWS.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I pose this question to you. Given that, how many tackles do you think he'll get this week?
Eight.
Right, thanks.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, this year, when he has five or more tackles, his scores are 112, 91, 120, 95, 100, 93, 104.
And people with Tim Kelly go,
right.
You've got to keep Tim
Kelly. What does
Kelly.
That tell you?
Yeah, he's going to have a good score.
He's going to be great. So you've got to keep Tim Kelly because he plays at home last week against Carlton, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, because he's had those 90s and that. He has a 57. And now people who are trying to justify holding him because they want to offload Trent are going, oh, but he's got the Suns this week.
Yeah.
You know, when's that going to end?
Yeah.
He keeps going 60, 60, 60. Get the trend. He's got to go. Yeah.
And that Taranto stat, that's massive.
It's a great stat.
Thanks.
Liam says, sorry, this is a rookie T-bet. Question.
Well done, T-Bet.
Does Aptness get ruck status if he plays 100% ruck this round? No, it needs to be a few rounds of data. And that was probably a good time to mention that even if Aaron Hall plays off that halfback this week, there won't be enough there to be able to give it to him. Mainly, and probably for
Thank
him,
God.
Maybe if he played his three games and hadn't played games before that, he might get it.
Right.
But because he's played that midfield before, his percentage as a defender is not
there. I thought 100% defense this week might have still topped that.
Yeah. So, Dog, over,
but DPP, no, there wasn't not, enough no. data there for
DPPs
that.
Are coming out
after on Sunday night. So, when lockout. So, we'll have that all over social media.
Are you going to have a little cool pictures made up
I'm going to try to do that.
Well done, Dog. That looked fantastic.
That looked
good.
Great. That looked great. Cool.
All right. Would you get rid of Kelly, Tim Kelly, or Higgins to Rocky? Which one?
Higgins goes before. Well, geez.
Higgins still got a lot of money to make.
Yeah, but he's useless, Dog.
So yeah, but if he's sitting on your pine, which I assume that he would be.
Higgins' price is still going up. Kelly's is going down. So I'd say Kelly.
As long as he's on your pine,
I wouldn't want Higgins on my ground.
No. All right. Who's next? Chad Lyons. Got him to get me through the byes.
Oh.
Ouch.
This is the danger. I feel sorry for him for that.
Yeah,
because
he's not a bad move.
This is Aaron Hall last year.
Yep.
Isn't it? Get him in. Worse. He's had his bye. Doesn't even hit the byes. Yeah.
So, no, I understand. That hurts. That's, but he's worth a fair bit of coin, so you should be able to do something with him. He's... Go, like him to Rocky makes you 100K.
Yeah.
So you can do something with that.
Mm.
All right, let's have a look at the round that we've got coming up.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
All right, so it starts on Friday night with Sydney and Carlton. Another Carlton Friday night game. You beauty.
It's going to be awesome.
What are the Swans going to do to them?
Now, providing it's not going to rain.
Hey, Carlton, they put up a good fight last week. Don't just go thinking Parker's going to get over 70 this week, mate.
Oh, checkmate. Buddy, yes. If it's not going to rain, he's going to absolutely smash these guys. Something severe. 171 last year against them with 10 goals.
He's got some making up to do after last week.
And check out what the Fords have done against Carlton this year.
They give up a bit, Kel.
They do. So expect him to be big. Hewitt will go to Cripper, won't he, Roy?
Well, I guess so, but he should still be right for his ton. He's generating a bit of talk at the moment, Cripper, because his form is good. Didn't quite cracked the ton last week. He was a little bit injured, but he'll be right.
Ronk has still been solid enough with Buddy there, 74 and 70, still worth playing on your ground. Awesome numbers for Curno against Sydney. Listen to this, 110, 119, 104 in his last three against them.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty good. Saturday, Bulldogs and Melbourne under the Etihad roof. Max gone. He's just going to carve these guys.
He's a captain option, isn't he?
A massive captain option. I think he comes in at number four.
Does he really?
On the list behind your Grundy, your two Jets, God, and then
so
him.
It would be a low percentage too, because he came off that bad score. Yep. Often when you see someone with a bad score, it's hard to put the C on
him. Isn't it?
But I'm near more confident with a safe 120 for him than I am for someone that might cop a hard tag. You know what I mean?
But you would still go Mitchell over him. So Mitchell, of course, his lowest score in Tassie of 118 in his last six.
I just feel the safety factor. Max will have no one hanging off him.
No. Grundy 124 last week against them. Is he as good as Grundy? Probably not at the moment.
No, but he's still 124 easy.
100%. Angus Brayshaw destroy?
Yes, massive tick. Just get him. He's one of the bargains. Him and Rocky are the two true bargains of the competition this week that are safe options.
As a forward, round 4 to 6, he averaged 66.
Yeah.
Back in defence in the next three, so from 7 to 10, obviously averaging 115.
He's had that spot out on the wing, and oh my God, watching him take those marks last week, he's not going to go 166 again, but he's going to pump out some big tons.
He will. Mm. Hawthorn, Port Adelaide down at UTAS. We are looking at, of course, the Pig coming off that 130, 159. In Lonnie against Port in his last two. Darcy Burton-Jones, Roy, is he the real deal? Can he keep it up?
Well, I'm not going to say real deal, but he is your risky bargain.
Isn't he?
Since Hartlett's gone out, he had a significant role change. So he's gone from averaging 18 touches and 68 to 24 touches and 97. Now, for his price, he's got a ridiculously low break even. If you've got no money back there, like people with Caulfield, for example,
yep,
that have only got, you know, 150,000, 200,000, he's within reach.
Yeah, wow.
Can he keep doing it?
I can't see why not.
No, I know. It's a very interesting one. So he's certainly one to consider, given his form since Hartlett's out.
I've got an interesting one for you here. So we're looking at Gold Coast against Geelong on the afternoon game on the Saturday. Ablett returns to Metricon, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you see this going down? It's going one way or the other, isn't it? Which way?
It's going massive.
Isn't it?
They've even dropped their best player.
Yeah. Will Took Miller go, coach, I'd like to tag Ablett this week. No, Took, you're not up to, but please let me tag
him. No, it will ruin your career, mate.
But can I please tag him? I know his game. No.
Well, who do you tag there? Like, seriously.
Well, that's it.
They're not going that well. But no, let's face it, every time a coach would come up against them, you would say, what are we going to do with these blokes?
Well,
so Ablett's the one you would tag because it's his old team, all that sort of.
I don't know.
They surely are not.
I just think there's headlines. If Ablett goes back and has 50 touches, 4 goals,
it's not good press, is it?
It's not good.
And there's no way their 10 or 12 members would be happy reading that.
Danger's last three against the Suns, 119, 129, 138. They are all better, even that 119, than his best score this year.
Yeah, right.
Is there a chance that he could get us a 120 for the first time this year?
I think there is.
He might even kick
building
some goals.
I feel he's building.
So do I.
Yeah, and he's looked a lot better getting some more mid-time. hasn't helped our DPP hopes, I wouldn't think. However,
well, on that, just a couple of things. A lot of people are asking questions. Heard a couple of things this week. He's still second for them for most centre bounce attendances.
Right.
And that's something that hurt Dusty last time. Yeah. Okay. He's pretty borderline, though. So it is still coming borderline. Down to this game.
Is it?
I think at the moment he's unders because of the last couple of games.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man, I'd be saying no deal.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
If that's the case.
They're going to get up.
Because he's back in the midfield.
They'll be up by 30, 40 points against Gold Coast. Danger's then going to sit forward.
Well, let's hope they do it very early.
You know what your best chance is? Some dramatic injury in the midfield early.
Yeah, and he can do it.
Corky.
But then he'll sit a quarter on the bench and his,
that's all right. He'll
his
still
position
kick six,
won't
mate.
Count as
no, he'll sit at full forward.
Let's get into the night games.
He'll Essendon, want goals.
Essendon Richmond from the MCG.
Dream team. Dream time
game. Dream time at the G. Now, Roy, Richmond last week gave up a truckload of points to St Kilda defenders.
That's why. Oh, sorry.
So let's go enter Michael Hurley.
Yep.
And, of course, Ridley.
Yes.
Back there should probably come onto your ground this week.
Well, that's the thing. People are still playing a few rookies back there, despite we were decimated last week. Now, he's one that people would be tossing up between.
Yep.
They scored, I'm not joking, an average of probably 50 over what each of them should have had, the big dogs back there. Yep. Like people like Geary. It was just absolutely nuts. Marking, kicking, phenomenal overs for them.
Tigers give up the fourth most disposals to opposition. And don't forget, Ridley's shown that ability where he got that 89 in an open game to score.
25 touches, 7 marks off the top of my head.
It's got to be about that again.
I think he can match that.
Here's a question for you. You got the option, Ridley or Rice on your field? Rice has got, he's got Eagles away.
Yeah, you're going Ridley based
you're
on that.
Ridley.
You have to.
You are. Other guy like he.
Does he get freed up with Hurley back as well? Does
even more, you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, they do like Hurley free though, don't they?
Yeah.
No, you know the Bombers better than me.
I don't know. But well, Hurley is the one that you
you're the one
in his
that,
hands.
You're the one that tricked me into getting all those young Bombers.
Webster.
No, I get a game.
Accomplished.
Thank you.
Webster and Logan last week, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all racking.
I know.
They were
ridiculous.
All doing it.
Anyway, keep an eye on that one. And then, of course, we are looking at that West Coast game. West Coast St Kilda over there at Optus. Gaff, averaging 110 in his last 5 against St Kilda. 113 at Optus this year. Coming off the back of a 154.
It's form.
It's ridiculous. So out of the St Kilda guys, Caulfield did not get the gig.
No.
Phillips.
He'd be right.
Held. Austin held. And so did Rice. So
Rice and Austin, they're basically the same price as we talked about earlier. They're both viable downgrade options given they look like they'll be safe through the buys. They've got low break evens. But you just... we all feel that Rice is probably the one.
Just on the back.
But it sounds stupid after Austin basically cracked a ton last week.
Yeah, but it's like doubled his best, nearly tripled his average from previous years. Sunday games, North Melbourne and Brisbane. Zorko's going to get tagged again for Ben Jacobs. But the question for you, Roy, is he a viable option after his bye? Zorko, now that he's had those hard tags.
The timing has been horrible, though, because his price is actually getting
up,
well and truly respectable again because his form
be
has been so
week.
Great. Well, it could be, but he did look... he looks a different guy.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's not going to sook through his tag now, so he should still be actively tackling and things like that. But yes, Cal, because he averaged about 115 last year, so he must be a good player. He's averaged like 120 his last 3, I think.
Here's one for you. Steph Martin. Since round 3, Steph Martin is the third highest averaging player in the league.
Is he really?
No joke. At 118.
Jeez, and people think that he wasn't a great ruck pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. So
dreaming, aren't they?
He's up against Goldie. Listen to what premium rucks have done to Goldie this year. Witts, 140. Max, 114. Sinclair, if you want to call him a premium, 112. Even Nankervis, a 120.
He's another option.
So he's going to go well as well. Last game we're looking at. No, second last game. Collingwood and Frio. Treloar, great numbers here. 117, 122. Sorry, 117, 127, 127. Last 3 against Frio. I am concerned a little bit about that Banfield tag.
Mm.
Mm.
Are you not, Roy? You think it's going somewhere else?
Oh, well, he has to be the one you'd tag at the moment. He's coming off 40 touches. Yeah. Teams are quite reactionary with things like that. And he is making a habit of finding a lot of the pill. So, yes, I have to agree with you, Cal, that he would be the favourite for that to happen, but I don't know.
One for you, Warndog. Lockie Neal, 62.95.
He hasn't been good the last couple.
Is it time to give him the boot?
No.
Imagine he's a bounce back game here, surely.
Oh, guys huge. Like him, and if he doesn't bounce back over the next 3 weeks, like he'll be one of those premiums that you'd be okay to get rid of when it's his bye.
Because it'll feel like an upgrade.
Because he's got the last bye, and so you've got plenty of teams that you can be pulling a player from.
If you're ever bouncing back, it's first.
Exactly.
You are. Michael Walters averages 100 this year if you take away that 11 point game.
He sure does. He's a gun.
Oh, and against these guys?
Yeah, see, this is what I was saying when I was getting laughed at the start of the year.
No one's laughing
when I drafted him. Michael Walters, Walters. And you are seeing that, aren't you?
Last one is the Adelaide GWS game from Adelaide Oval. Cornelio bounced back last week. That 123 was nice to see.
It was.
Out 134 against Adelaide last year.
Crows, did you see what the D's did?
Yes, I did.
It was embarrassing.
It's going to be massive. Whitfield, Cornelio, Taranto will be back this week based off your tackle stat.
You know when I've got a player and I come up with really positive stats that I've dug deep.
Exactly how it works. All right, a couple of tweets and questions coming through. Clarky, Lisa Clark, one. Greetings from Phuket. G'day.
G'day.
Is it time for Sam Jacobs to be traded? 60 average the last 3 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because there's some big dogs getting it done.
And this is where you could, if you don't have the coin to do something to get one of those big ones and the buy structure doesn't hurt, could you go him to Wits?
Yes, you could.
And then at round 14, when you've got whichever ones you don't have, get one of those guys in. That's your Grundys and...
And but you might not want to get rid of Wits at that
point. Wits is going at 97. Yeah, it's solid.
So that's I would do that if you can afford to do that. Yeah. There isn't anyone else I would do that with, I don't think. You wouldn't do Paddy Ryder because he's going to be nursing his Achilles, apparently, over the rest of the season. So he wouldn't do that. Rightio.
She's going to need about 100 grand to do that, though, dog. That's how much...
That's not much, though.
It's not much. Doesn't take much to do that.
There you go.
Right, Ben Watford, do we keep Taranto now that there isn't too much team selection carnage? Do we keep him?
Taranto?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Since listening to this show, you've heard those numbers I gave you.
Yeah.
He's going 90 minimum. All right.
Good. All right. Feather Rost. Very happy that Seedsman is back for the Crows. Makes the Brayshaw-Rocky-Smith trade triangle a lot easier. So wanting to do two of those, I guess.
Mm.
This is going to be a common question.
Yep.
Would you... I'm going to say Rocky's our must-have.
Right.
Would you upgrade to get Brayshaw, or would you downgrade to have a Warnchester? And a lot of people have asked this. I've seen that floating through a long way. And downgrade and get a Smith. What would you do with your team?
I would.
You're a believer of points on field, aren't you?
I am. I'd be getting Brayshaw because he's a top six defender.
Yep.
And once you've got your Warn Chest, you're going to be shopping for a bargain. The bargain is there right now. So although I love Smith, I just think you go now on Brayshaw.
Yep. Good call. Okay, where am I looking at now? The next question is going to be from Facebook. Who would you bring in, Boak or Gray? Here's a hot tip too. Gray has been named in the forward pocket, and I think that's just going to be his role for the time being.
Yeah, I cannot believe that I'm going to... See, this is the problem with the rolling 22.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't have Boak in there. He is knocking on the door. Yep. I mentioned that on Monday, but I do have Gray there.
Gray sat at number one for a few weeks.
He did. Yeah. He was comfortably there until this significant role change. So, based on that, I cannot say Boak, but my gut is saying there's no way I'd bring Gray in, but Boak is viable.
Well, one's on the up and one's on the out.
Yeah. So, I shouldn't have him in there if I'm feeling this way.
Do you want to change it right now?
I need more time to think.
The same answer is probably going to come here that you had before from Matthew Alston. How to Brayshaw or Rice? You're not downgrading How.
No, Rice, you're going up. Well, at least across.
Yep.
Yep, agree. So you're going to Brayshaw there, buddy. And enjoy.
If you've got the Bont, would you hold or trade him?
That's a tricky one.
Yeah, he was awful again last week. I thought he was through this thing, and he had the perfect matchup we talked about for Neil this week. That's who he had, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was disgusting.
He's in the traders team.
Of course he is. Thanks. Gosh, you need to tell everyone who you're bringing into that team. I don't think so.
I can't believe you've butchered that so badly.
It's fine.
I would trade him. I'd give him this week with the thought of next week leading into his bye, potentially offloading him.
Now, there's only going to be $50,000 difference for getting Rice, but would you bring in Giro? Or someone tweeted Giro. I wonder if what's the right way. We'll find out about 10 different ways to say his name, I reckon, when he plays.
Well,
but who would you bring in? If, let's say, he's playing, would you save the $50,000? Or would you go and get Rice?
I'd chase the cash on this one.
Would you?
But I don't know why, because every rookie I've gone early on, I've flunked with massively. But
especially late.
I just feel like if he gets named, why won't Ross, given that what we've seen this year,
what he's done,
why wouldn't he give him every chance?
Well, they stuck with Crowden for a long time.
And he put in a few bad weeks.
He did.
Mm.
All right. Denim wants to know whether you go Goldie to Witts or Finlayson to Brayshaw.
Goldie to Witts. No, you go Finlay to Brayshaw. You go an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Offload the rookie, bring in a gun.
Just remember Witts is playing all those three games too.
Yeah, I know. Play on.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, this is probably a tick for Tim. That's if Ahern's named. Much and Giles Langdon for McLean and Ahern.
Yes.
Tick. Yeah, if he's named.
Mm.
Yeah,
if he's not, you probably
I can't see him being named.
No. So, once again, people need to be
people
thinking
are
about
telling
this.
Me Giro.
Really?
A lot.
Giro, because
it's Giro.
Oh, I was on Perth Radio this week.
And they didn't tell
and
you?
And they said, no, and I just went, put them on the line and just blurted it out. And they said, yeah, that's correct pronunciation.
A lot of people are telling us in the Facebook chat that that is the case.
Holy hat.
Well, gosh, Giro Jenkins. That's what it's like.
Giro.
Anyway.
Giro.
Who would you field out of Fritsch or Tim Smith in the forward line?
Fritter.
You just cannot go away from the Fritter. He's Fritter. Done it for so many weeks. I can see why you're thinking about it.
Yeah,
it'd be a nice luxury to think about, but you just got to keep giving it to Fritter.
Keep giving it to him.
Thanks to everyone for your questions. We're just about to wrap up here. Very much on Thursday nights, join us on the live Facebook chat. If you're listening to this on the podcast afterwards, if you're on City Park Radio listening to us, you can join us at facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official, and you can get your questions through there and also on at AFL Fantasy on Twitter. Alrighty, just to wrap up here, let's have a look at the big news from tonight. The round 11 teams, the ins for this week, the ones of note. Nick Newman's finally back in. Tom Lynch from Gold Coast is also in for their first game at Metricon Stadium for the year. Lockie Fogarty is in for the Cats, but I reckon most people have traded him. Hurley owners, especially in draft, will be happy for him to be back, as well as Shuey and Seedsman. Sounds like he will be playing the outs. The big ones that could be affecting people, Dave Mirra. Bit of that backline carnage could be hurting. Lyons, Shear, Crossley, Radagalia, those guys there could be hurting some rookie owners and obviously draft owners there, like Hooley owners as well as Sheed, who's been dropped. Marston with a hamstring. Dunstan is out with that shoulder. Ryan Clark's been dropped. And Howe has a bone bruising. So they're bone the big bruising. Outs there. Now, the Sunday, also in the ins, we might see Sam Murray back. We're not sure yet. We'll have to hang out for the Sunday teams for that one. Let's have a quick look at the debutants. Miacek is confirmed. You're not picking him up, though. Ahern, Stefan Giro might be in. Scott Jones, probably not. Sam Taylor, Brent Daniels, don't know much about them, but that is about what we've got with the teams so far. So it's not too bad.
No, it's
we'll
okay.
all be tuning into the late mail video.
Yes, AFL.com.au
or via the app. Usually up around 6 o'clock or so. So that is, it should be. You should be pretty right with that, I reckon. All right. You'll be tuning in, Cal.
Oh, mate, I love it. It's the best video.
I wish I got a notification for it or something.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm
they're working on it.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in this evening. Good luck this round.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.